Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Monday to you from DFW Sports Station. That includes your home of the Rangers. Jared Sandler will join us at 8 o'clock. Rangers, Astros series, and a new one tonight starting in Oakland with an 8:30 pregame first pitch at 9:05. You see Tiger Woods' outfit, the picture that came out of the weekend? That's how you pimp out a Masters win. Tiger's walking through this restaurant with the green jacket and basketball shorts. How great is that? That's what you do if you get a Hall of Fame jacket, if you get any type of ring, any type of hat, you can just wear it with any outfit. You get a free pass.
I might take some points away for him wearing Raiders shorts, but maybe he knows something we don't. Maybe he's a fan of John Gruden and Mike Mayock.
Were they
That's
Raiders?
Personal.
They were.
Raiders shorts?
They were Raiders mesh shorts,
okay.
I'm told.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's just walking through this restaurant with a green jacket and shorts. Any style Perfect. You can get away with nowadays, though, it doesn't matter.
You can get away with anything nowadays. You're just eclectic.
Yep.
But if you're wearing the green jacket, which I didn't know this until this year, he doesn't get a new one. Like,
what?
They just give him his old green jacket. Like, you don't get...
Whoa. Are you telling me...
That's the same one that he won in 97. That's what I read this week.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Not five green jackets in Tiger Woods' closet? Tiger doesn't have five green jackets?
There's none.
I'd probably believe that. I think I would believe that. I know, like, in SNL, if you become a five-time host, because there's a very exclusive people that have hosted SNL five times, you get a coat. And one of those coats was given to one, I can't remember who it was recently that got their coat. NBC was like, can you give us the coat back? They
what?
Didn't get to keep it. And so hearing this about the Masters, I'm not surprised by
and
that.
I think the jacket stays long term at the club. But it's your jacket, but it's in your locker that you get. From what I read this week, that it's not a new jacket when you're a multiple time champion. So Tiger, Jack, Phil, it's just the same jacket.
Yeah, that's according to the Masters media guide. Multiple winners will have only one green jacket unless his size drastically changes.
Ah,
so Tiger's got to fatten up if he wants a new green.
Go to Perkins.
He's got it. He met his girlfriend at his restaurant.
He loves Perkins.
Yeah, he loves waitresses. She was a waitress, apparently, and he's like, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Well, they service people. I mean, that's...
Yeah, he doesn't love to tip them, but he does like to tip them.
Hey, all right.
Hey!
Is he supposed to be a cheap money guy?
Tiger?
Yeah. Well, remember that Yeah, there's a couple stories on him on that.
MJ, Barkley. No, Barkley is the not. Is Scottie Pippen, MJ, and Tiger supposed to be cheap?
Mm-hmm.
Barkley pays for everybody.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. San Francisco, I didn't have a great experience there.
That's because you own a home, unlike most of the people that live in their downtown.
We stay in a bad area.
Yeah, some call like the sirloin.
Tenderloin.
Or tenderloin.
Yeah.
Tenderloin, sirloin, homeless shelter.
The final day we were there, we literally, all it took, Troy, we went across the street.
I was so ticked off at you.
At me?
Yeah. You're supposed to be the tour guide and know all the better areas, and we didn't go to the better area until the final day. We're amongst the walking dead there as Spittle comes out and he's like, what are y'all talking about? I'm like, you put us on a haunted hotel.
Yep.
The elevators are going up and down to every floor without us pushing any buttons.
Yeah, we had Jim Thorpe driving us around.
Oh, my gosh. Dude. I forgot that
this
guy.
Cab driver.
Dude, you got to get a clip of that.
That was greatness.
Holy crap. This guy was going to compete at the Olympic Games right after he dropped us off at the football stadium. Right. Levi's.
We had good restaurants we went to, even though they were in crummy areas.
Mm-hmm.
We went to this one Italian joint that had like four tables. But then we finally went across the street.
The strip club I went to there, I'll never forget. That none of y'all were in there with me. I'm not going to say who else was.
Well, Michael Irvin, right? Did you see?
You're not supposed to name names, Roy.
Was this the one?
No, this
that's not the name he's
concerned
with.
I think I went to two. Okay, I went to one with you guys. I'm talking about another one, like the seedy movie theater.
You went to a Pee Wee Herman type,
yeah,
strip club, yeah.
Against my will, trust me, but that's a story for another day. But now the proof is coming out that San Fran, not one of the best cities in the country, according to everyone, one of the most overrated.
Well, one of the most.
It stinks.
It stinks, if you will.
Literally.
This was once one of, if not the greatest American city there is.
Yeah.
It's really not even up for discussion. This was amazing. And then something happened over the last 20 years or so, to even last 10 years. Because I went there in the 90s. I was like, oh my God, this place is amazing. There are over 30,000 human poop incidents per year in San Francisco. This is from the San Francisco Department of Public Works.
Y'all got to look at these maps that they put out.
Oh my God, the heat maps. So you know on like a Google map, you'll have the arrow, like it looks like a pin almost, but it's not the iPhone pin. It's the other kind of pin that just drops down where you are.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is a poop pin.
They have a poop pin.
Oh, great.
Troy, the entire peninsula that is San Francisco is completely covered in this poop pin. Roy, look at this poop pin. Those are all individual poop pins.
Oh, those are where poop has been established.
This is where
by
poop
GPS?
Has been established via GPS system.
That's
insanity. GPS. In 2011, there was 5,000 incidents of human feces in San Francisco. 2012, 6,000. 2013, 8. 2014, 10. 2015, 13. 2016, 18. 2017, 20. 2018, 28,000.
28,000.
And they are on pace for well over 30,000 already. My sister lives out in San Francisco. She lives like east of town, like by the Berkeley area, if you will. And she says there are two kinds of people in San Francisco, the super rich and the super poor.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Remember they tried to push all the homeless people towards our area?
Yeah, they did. They put them all in our area.
Yeah. They're like, get these guys
out
of here.
Get them in the tenderloin.
Get them to the loin. Yeah. So they got a massive number two issue.
Yeah, we want you guys around the rump roast.
Yeah. Yeah. The tenderloin?
Tenderloin. Tenderloin.
Tenderloin.
But, like, Philadelphia is no longer the dirty city in America. Detroit is no longer the dirty city in America. New Jersey is no longer the dirty place. It's San Francisco.
They're suffering through a brownout.
Yeah. Oakland is better than San Francisco now.
Cavanaugh went to vacation in Oakland over San Fran. I'm like, who vacations in Oakland? Are you kidding me? Besides Marshawn.
He's closer to the hiking if he's in Oakland.
Oh, yes.
That's what the hippies are in Berkeley.
Fast food incident, courtesy of ABC Grand Rapids.
You can survive if there's creepers, you can fly in Minecraft.
The only thing 5-year-old Isaiah Hall loves more than Minecraft is McDonald's.
When you drink it and it's all gone, it makes a fart noise.
Isaiah had a craving for fast food early Sunday morning, but his grandma was sleeping, so he decided to make a call.
Hey, County 911, what's your emergency?
Can you bring me McDonald's?
I'm sorry, what?
Bring me McDonald's.
No, I can't bring you McDonald's.
Sarah Kuberski is the dispatcher who took the call.
We get a lot of people who are letting their kids play with the cell phones. And a lot of them are deactivated, but parents don't realize they can still call 911.
Dispatch reached out to Wyoming police officer Dan Patterson. The officer went to the home to make sure everything was okay, but decided to make a special stop on his way.
Yeah, so I figured, I'm driving past McDonald's on the way there. I might as well get him something.
Isaiah, what was that like when the police officer brought you McDonald's?
It was something fun.
We all thought it was really cool that Officer Patterson went over there with the McDonald's. So it kind of made our night.
So the kid got his food. Where's the lesson? Don't you have to have a police officer one time in your kid's life scare the you-know-what out of them?
No. Oh, no.
You're not like, didn't you say that your kids, you told them they were going to jail last week or something?
I told them they were allergic to alcohol.
Ah.
I was
nice.
The alcohol one, I understand. Yeah. You're going to jail.
Yeah, be like, there's a police officer, they're going to come. You know, you scare them.
Yeah, so what eventually happened, the police officer came and he rang the doorbell. No one answered, so he knocked on the kid's window.
That's weird.
And the kid opened up the window and was like, my grandma's going to be really mad at me that you're here. Please go away.
Oh, wow.
And so the officer did take the opportunity to explain to him, look, you know, 911 is for emergencies only. It was a learning experience. So for those that are out there thinking, oh, the officer took his time to go deliver, you know, be DoorDash for a day. No. He was just doing a nice thing, brought McDonald's to the child, and then explained to him, look, 911 is for emergencies only. Please don't do this again, but in the meantime, it makes for a nice little story.
Man, if I have two kids.
And I didn't know that deactivated phones could call 911.
They can.
No service.
Yeah.
No service.
Such as, so
you
my,
can call 911.
My son's got a deactivated phone. He could call 911 on it. It scares the crap out of me. But my two kids would act completely different if a cop came. If a cop came to the older one, Luca, he would sheepishly just completely agree with whatever he says and say, I'm sorry. Please don't tell my mom. My younger one, in the middle of his conversation, would stop him and say, can I see your gun? Like, he would just ask to start, that one. He would just start to ask and say, about the tasing and the mace and all that stuff.
What a great advertisement for McDonald's, though.
I know.
Yeah. Man.
They love that.
They love it. Even we get 911 calls for our stuff. You kidding me? So there it is in Grand Rapids. But again, now this kid will be like, you're not going to give me what I want? I'll just figure out another way to get it.
You shut up!
I'll have the dispatcher just go ahead and send it on over. So, got his McDonald's still. Do they still serve toys with Happy Meals?
Oh
yeah, they do. Listen, boy or girl.
That's the thing. We go to McDonald's, me and the kids, and I'm like, yeah, I know what you guys want. You want the Happy Meals. Got it. Now, do you want the chicken nugget or the cheeseburger? Well, just give us the toy. They want the toy first.
Is your kid one of those? Any of y'all have apple slice kids? I hate those kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
apple slice?
Eat the fries. Be a regular kid.
That's how
my buddy's son, you know, like 6'3 mutant growing in middle school. Yeah, I just want the apples. I'm like, oh, what a.
Yeah, like Hunter's punk. Like that. Like if he goes to Mickey D's, he instantly is like, give me the apple slices. No French fries. If he goes to like a restaurant to order a pizza, they're like, okay, do you want your kid's pizza with fries? No, I'll take broccoli. Like, he's that weird kid.
I mean, it's good.
It is good.
It just makes me sick.
You know, my kids won't drink anything but water.
They've
never had it. You know, they won't drink it. Now, Julie will have Gatorade.
Hippies everywhere.
But they won't ever drink anything but water.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.